Mageau said no chance the Jays will be making the playoffs as we start basically the second half of Major League Baseball. Matt Cause from TSN 1050 joins us. Matty, is Mageau accurate or just a Jays hater and Yankee lover?
Unfortunately, it's probably somewhere in between those two. I mean, if you look at precedent, why should the Blue Jays make the playoffs? They haven't made it since 1993. Think about your life. Think about what you were doing in 1993. Seinfeld hadn't even got off the air. Friends was a new show. I think Titanic, you know, it was around the time Titanic was in the movie theater. So in that sense, yeah, why should they make the playoffs? What has Rogers ever done at this point to step up to spend the sort of money that is necessary? Clearly they haven't, because every year we're almost at the time where Jose Bautista will complain that the team isn't doing enough.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, look at the Yankees. They missed the playoffs the last couple of years in a row. That never happens. I know part of it is George Steinbrenner's not around anymore, so the pressure to win is certainly not as much as when he was in charge, as the crazy, maniacal James Bond villain that he was. But still, the Yankees going 3-4 years without making the playoffs, you have to feel that they're going to make the push, even when the Jays. We talk about, oh, the Jays are going to do this or that to try to get Johnny Cueto or Papelbon or Cole Hamels. Why wouldn't the Yankees be doing the same thing and even trying a little harder?
Matt, what would you say has gone? What's been the biggest problem with the 2015 Jays? We all know their pitching is just brutal. Is that the biggest problem that finds them 4.5 games back of the division lead?
Far and away. And if you want to be specific about it, the problem is they're like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, except if everyone was only served hot and cold porridge. They started with 6 rookies. Three of them got booted down. They're relying on Osuna, who's been great. But how long is his arm going to stay is how long is his arm going to go. Aaron Sanchez already got hurt. Another young guy. And then who on the other end are they relying on? Relying on Dickey and Burley, who are guys that are either 40 or approaching 40. And then the only guy they sort of in the middle is Drew Hutchison, and he's been lousy this year. So they really were relying too much on guys that were too young, guys that were too old pitching-wise. And they just don't have that number one closer, and they don't have that number one ace. Remember about a week or so ago when the Jays took on Tampa? It was David Price versus R.A. Dickey. Dickey was brought in to be that number one guy. Well, he's a number four guy at best. And you saw it that day with just Price absolutely dominating the Jays lineup.
Matt Cause from TSN 1050 joins us on the offensive side of the ball, Matt. Josh Donaldson has been everything he was advertised, and probably he's been more for the Jays this season, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, and you know, if you want, we can go to goofy cliches about, character in the locker room. And he talked right from day one when the team was losing early on that this is a get-it-done league, and inferring that if we don't get it done, guys, we move, traded, cut, or demoted. So on that side, he's got it done. Then in terms of just power, average, defense, crazy plays, jumping into the stands, everything you could want from Donaldson. He was the number one vote getter. I mean, that alone, you know, says a lot, considering, you know, it's not exactly like, you know, Toronto is going to be voting as crazy as some other cities. So, yeah, Donaldson, everything and more. It's funny. Anthopoulos, in a lot of ways, needs to be commended. He brought in 2 guys who made the All-Star team. He traded for Devin Travis, who was Rookie of the Month. He was able to find Chris Colabello, who defensively leaves a lot to be desired, but offensively he's been great. He's done everything except for, unfortunately, the pitching.
Well, and that's the big deal, Matt. Their starting pitching has to improve, even in the bullpen. And I know there's talk about Papelbon, and Papelbon's fine to get a closer, but the Jays don't have good enough pitching to get to a closer anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's nice to have a closer, but, you know, I mean, having a closer with this rotation is almost like owning a nice Corvette in Alaska. Hey, look at that car. Can't drive it. Why? All that snow. So it sits in the driveway. Same kind of thing. And you're right. You have starters that go 5 2/3, 5 2/3. Maybe that one guy mystically gets, you know, through the 6th inning. So you're right. It's been a problem all year.
You mentioned Johnny Cueto. And, you know, there's everybody in Cincinnati's pretty much resigned to the fact that he's going to get traded. Cueto's a pretty good pitcher, but if you're the Jays, if you're going to acquire Cueto, you've got to acquire him hoping you're going to keep him past just an August-September run.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise you're like the Oakland A's who traded Cespedes made that trade to get in John Lester, and you know it helped get them to the playoffs, but then they lost the one game to Kansas City. And yeah, and then where's Lester now? Well, he's with the Cubs. You're right. It's the same sort of thing. The last thing you want is for the Jays to trade Dalton Pompey and Daniel Norris. You know, you get a Johnny Cueto. He gets five starts in the regular season, and then, you know, playoffs are still a crapshoot at best. And then he goes and signs with the Yankees for 5 years and $118 million. So you're right. Any guy you bring in, that's the other side, is you want to bring in someone that is comfortable but coming for the long haul. And you got to sell that pitcher that, listen, the Jays are built not just to win now, but they've got enough young talent that they can win for the next 3 to 4 years.
Matt, you mentioned how this is usually the time of year where Jose Bautista will spout off how the team didn't do enough in the offseason. Is that a problem in the Blue Jays organization? Are fans starting to maybe turn on Jose? Because you're right, this seems like this happens every year with him.
I go the other way. I think the fans, here's what the fans turn on Jose Bautista. And it only happened once this year, but when he gets booted out of a game. And that's what gets us angry, because there's a high level of selfishness. But what Bautista is saying is exactly what the fans are saying, which is, hey, come and do something. I love it when Bautista says it, because he's holding management responsible. Management holds him responsible. He's got to do his job, or there could be, you know, there's ramifications. And we like it because we all say the same thing. You know, make a move, get better, take a chance, push the envelope. And when Bautista says it, we say the same thing.
Yeah, he's rarely said anything that most people didn't agree with. He's a guy who, you know, at times still lets his emotions get to the best of them in a game. And, you know, he always says, he never says anything across the line. It's always the umpires, which at some point, Jose, like, let's be honest, okay? You've gotten thrown out that many times. I doubt you're Mr. Innocent and just saying, well, Mr. Umpire, I politely disagree with your call.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I mean, good for him for only getting kicked out once. But if you heard his presser afterwards, he says, yeah, you know, I said some things, but not enough to get kicked out. And you know what? I bet he's right on both counts. He did say some things, and he probably wasn't enough to get kicked out. But here's the thing. He didn't need to talk. He could have just shut up, gone back into the batter's box, dealt with the fact that the ump probably missed some calls. They usually do. They seem to miss more against Jose Bautista. I wonder if there's any sort of causal relationship. And just be quiet, keep your at-bat, stay in the lineup, you know, because what happened when he got booted out? Justin Smoak came in and he popped out to end the inning, a chance when the Jays had to take a lead.
Do you think the Jays would consider, if they all of a sudden go in the tank here for the next few weeks, do you think this is the time they might move Bautista for some pitching help?
That's always a million-dollar question. The obvious answer is probably not, considering he's a 10-5 guy, so he can veto pretty much any trade. And also, you know, they still have him under control for one more year, unless you can get that crazy good deal. And if you can, then you make that deal. But, you know, you do have control for one more year. He still is very productive. I would say it's highly unlikely. It would be fascinating if it happened, but it would be unlikely.
You look at other teams, like the American League East. I know the Yankees have a 3-game lead, but in baseball, you know, that can evaporate rather quickly. Who do you like? Who do you think is the best teams in the American League East? And which team do you expect to make a big splash at the deadline to ensure they make the postseason?
Yankees. To me, it's a lot of it's going to be about Tanaka and his health. But, you know, I mean, look how well A-Rod and Teixeira have done. Way better than anyone expected. Gardner, you know, is a good bat. They've got plenty of offense. You know, and they've got a pretty good bullpen as well. If Tanaka could stay healthy, they're a team that can easily go out and try to make that deal. I haven't looked to see exactly what their farm system is like, but they're a team that's going to be aggressive. The city of New York, you know, they're not used to having a Yankees team this bad, which is very weird. It's like the Lakers and the Celtics are bad, and the Knicks, well, they're always bad. Bad example. But like a lot of these classic franchises are just doing very bad right now in different sports.
You know, you mentioned the Yankees and their pitching, but A-Rod and Teixeira have played way better than people expected.
Oh, yeah.
It's now the second half, though, and you wonder if age catches up, because no one expected them to be this good.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a great point. You know, with Teixeira, you know, we were waiting. Same thing with A-Rod. And that's the thing about we now live in an era where, you know, just no steroids or less steroids. And you know, the greenies, the pep pills, there's just, you know, the different stimulants that have been taken out of the game. The impact it has, you're not going to have 39-year-olds now having 45 home run seasons. And you're not going to have even guys in their mid-30s being just as good late in the season as they were early. Because, you know what? You get older. I turn 40. I make a large noise when I get up from the couch or sit down on the couch. You make that old man noise. Well, it's the same thing with these guys.
Yeah, and I just wonder how long that could play out. One last one for you. What did you think of A-Rod's skit last night on the ESPYs?
I love what A-Rod's doing. I love, like, whoever his PR agent is, Donald Trump needs to hire them right now, because A-Rod is now a victim. He is now sympathetic. He has played it perfectly. From his first note in day one of training camp till now, it's been great.
Matt, always good to catch up with you. We will see if the Jays can if they can make a splash and hopefully stay. It would be great, because I think this is the year the AL East is wide open for the taking.
It is. It is. It was wide open last year as well. And, you know, Tampa's now getting healthier with some of their pitching. But, yeah, you're right. Hopefully, they do make that splash. It'll make things much more interesting in this city.